News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Exhumation of the remains at the former Toome mother and baby home begins today. And for more on this, I'm joined now by Breda Murphy, the PRO of the Toome Mother and Baby Home Alliance. Good morning to you, Breda. I would imagine a bittersweet sort of a day, and people are probably glad to see this happen. But yes, there's no real joy here, is there?
There isn't for anybody, Ciara. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
It has been a long time coming when you think that we are waiting 11 years. And I thought in 2016, 2017, when Dr. Niamh McCullough entered the site to conduct test excavations, and we remember Minister Sapone standing and saying that she was immensely shocked to discover that the remains found were from the era of the home around 1950. And then that propelled them to do further investigation. But what I expected at that stage, and Dr. Niamh McCullough expected, that within a 6-month period, the site would again be investigated. So we're way down the line on that. We're 8 years on. The initial area to be investigated over the next 2 years, they're starting today, is the playground area where coffined remains are reportedly laid to rest. Those will be taken first if they're there. We do not know what's below the ground.
So that's what I was going to ask you, Breda. We're exhuming, but we don't have a huge insight into what we're going to find at this point. Is that correct?
Absolutely, yeah. When we met with the team on site on Tuesday, that was very much what they were telling us. You know, they're not raising expectations to find remains within the first few days or anything like that. Indeed, they go in today with a digger with that specially that will manipulate the site in such a way that it will take the ground from that has been backfilled, and then they will go in with, you know, the archaeologists will go in with their tools. So they need to take away. We do not know how the site was constructed in the 1970s, but we do know for the memorial garden, which will be the final area to be excavated, we do know that that's where the structures are of the mass graves.
Okay.
Of children. And they're not really graves. I mean,
but yet they're final resting place, if you will. But but Breda, what are you hoping to come from this? And what I mean by that question is it a sense of closure that we know the full story that maybe was never fully told before? Is it that those family members who are still searching for answers, that some of them might get them? Is it all of those things? Is it more than that?
It is. And for some, it's too late. Unfortunately, we've lost many people in the 11 years who had looked for children. They've only taken samples for DNA matching from 14, and they have 80 people lined up to take within the next while. There are 796 children. One of the features of this, Ciara, that has not been focused on is that there were over 1,000 children more in the home, over 3,000 children in the home, and over 2,000 mothers. So the children, 665 of those children, were from married couples or widowed families. So they have siblings and had siblings.
Okay.
And you will know the story of the cruelty man from the industrial school reports, where the Irish state took children even from outside their own home, from within their school. They brought them to courts. They incarcerated them far away from their own homes. Well, they did that with babies as well. So they took entire families, split them up in orphanages, for instance, Letterfrack for County Galway,
yeah,
which would be the industrial school. So whole families were never again reunited.
No,
and
I can only imagine.
Sad aspect.
No, there's a trauma here for people. And look, thank you for joining us this morning on that. That is Breda Murphy there, who is the PRO of the Toome Mother and Baby Home Alliance. And obviously, we will be following this story over the period of the exhumation on News Talk.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.